Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 460. How are we all doing? Been quite what's the word we would use, Mike? Restful day here?
Yes. Yeah,
it didn't get up till far too late. Oh well, never mind. We're here now. I had a late night. Don't know what your excuse was, Mike. Or did you not need one?
No.
No. It's our holiday. Did we mention that? We're still waiting for the... Is it the third disaster? Yeah. I think so. Anyway.
Oh, I got a text this morning.
Was that the disaster?
No, it was from John and Petrina. Well, it was from John. Trust you and Elaine are enjoying your holiday on Costa Bridgewater. I don't think I've heard of any more major incidents since last week. Then he tells us about the Lindor caramel balls. And then he says requests will come later as I'm still decorating.
Oh dear. Hello, Simon. Good grief, Simon's first again. Wow. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Jonathan. How's everybody getting on? Let me know. Hello, Paul. I think you've managed to sneak a little tiny bit of your cooler weather our way. Most grateful. And the thunderstorms that were predicted 48 hours ago, still waiting.
They'll probably come looking at the weather.
Still waiting. Yeah, but I mean, it's not even... I mean, I would put the fan on, but for the fact we're broadcasting, I would have the fan on. It is that warm.
It is.
Yes, not good. Not good. We've now got two fans in the bedroom, haven't we?
Yes.
It's causing quite a little maelstrom in there. Big one on one side, small one on the other side, meeting up in the middle. Ah, it's nice. Let's put it like that. How's Jonathan coping with this weather? You see, you escape, don't you, and wander on a walk. I could do that, but no. No good would come of it. People would want to talk to me. So don't show your face outside. It's my number one rule. CQ Deb. Hello, Renee. Oh, the gang is gathering. Yay, Jonathan saw the unboxing. Fabulous. Do you know, there's a funny story with that unboxing. It's not a public video. It's unlisted. And the reason that I did that was, you know, people on my channel get videos about Affinity Designer and stuff, and I'm not an unboxing channel. So I thought, we'll just have it as unlisted. And I told you yesterday I was in the middle of a copyright claim because I'd used some audio the audio at the beginning. I could have voiced it, but I thought, I'll just put some audio on, you know, it tells its own story. So this audio came from Envato Elements. You can download a license to say you've got a license to use it. But the way it works, you can't upload the license at the point you upload the video. You've got to wait for a copyright claim. So fair enough, there was a copyright claim. So then I can upload the license. At that point, I've got to wait then. It goes into escrow mode, right? So I just left it to it. I didn't even monetize it. YouTube did. Now, it will do that automatically if there's a copyright claim to provide funds for the copyright holder. So at that point, you've got no choice unless you put in a claim. If you put in a copyright claim, then it goes into escrow, which was where it was. And I thought, well, the only people that are going to see this is somebody who's looked at the mail and somebody who is in Slack. So there's going to be a handful of views anyway, not a problem. So people started viewing it. People started making comments in Slack. And I think Mike had put a like on it and it got more likes. So at the point I looked at it, had three likes. Mike looks at it the next morning. I look at it later that night, no likes at all. Mike looks at it the following morning, four likes. I tells him the funny story of how the likes have disappeared when he then tells me, no, it had four last night. And I thought, no, this morning that was. I thought, no, it doesn't. Anyway, we went back and we had another look and now it's got two. The mysterious case of the missing likes. No idea where they're going.
Well, if you look at tonight's After Hours, because I'm in there first. Well, actually, that's not true. Renee's in there first. yesterday, it had one like, and then it had two likes.
Is this After Hours?
After Hours.
Right, okay.
Right. And then I went to it a couple of hours ago, because I was just checking the link in the email. And it had one like, and I've just gone back to it now, and it's got two likes.
Do you think YouTube are playing with my mind?
It's got a mind of its own.
It has.
Yeah.
It's a good job you were not in any way sensitive. Mm. You could be suicidal by now, watching lights come in and disappear. I mean, isn't that why they took them away on Instagram for people's mental health?
Yeah.
Oh, if you think Instagram's bad, you want to try YouTube. They're there, they're not, they're there, they're not. Now there's more, now there's none. Good job, I don't care one way or the other.
I've just seen a bird fly past.
Oh, it didn't have chicken in its mouth.
I was just
going
to say, do you think it had chicken wings in its mouth?
Could well have done. Could well have done.
Should we go and play in the garden before it rains?
I do hope you don't mean me.
No, I meant the dog.
Go on, Lola, please.
Well, you can play in the garden if you like.
No, it's fine. I think it might rain tonight. It's actually quite cool now. Oh, the wind is taking up a notch.
Come on,
I think we're actually... I don't know why we're behind you, Renee, because we should be in front. But it is actually bearable tonight. We might even close the window. Depends how chilly it gets. Is it still too hot? It's freezing and wet here. No, it's still hot here. It's all day. It's been that like muggy, warm, horrible dark cloud, but still boiling hot. It's actually just getting a little bit cooler. But you know, when they issue a severe weather warning, about 12 to 24 hours before they predict it will hit, which was Wednesday afternoon, and it's now Friday night and we're still waiting, I wouldn't pay them in washers. Why are they being paid? I mean, you can't be that far out, surely. You shouldn't be. You know, old Mrs. Smith's bunions are more accurate than the Met Office. It annoys me because, you know, like Mike's thinking, well, I'll take the dog early. And then he's taking the dog out. He's arranged to take the dog out around other things. And it's boiling hot. And then it's like, well, I can't take her out now because her feet will blister. So he's like, well, we'll move that there then. You could just can't plan. They're idiots. Total idiots. 32 degree. Where's Izzy? Where's Izzy gone? There's Izzy. What's Izzy saying today? I think he's likely to be saying it's a bit cooler. See, I trust Izzy. Izzy is like my little plastic thermometer from Israel about 20... No, oh dear, 30. About 33 years ago. Izzy is saying it is 34. Which is better than the other day. So we'll leave Izzy propped up and see what else he's got to say as it cools down even more. It's got 5 likes now. Good grief, I'm going to have a look now. Let's see if it's just my mind it's playing with. Let's have a look. I actually had it open and I took a screenshot of the 3 because I thought this is playing with my mind. Right, let's see what's... Oh, indeed, you're right, it's saying 5 now. What are they doing? I'm going to keep my eye on that. We'll see what happens with it. Oh, I mean, I know it's not even had that many views. I did put it out in the email, but I wasn't expecting that many views. It's just on a blog post and that's it. It was also to sort out the 4K editing in Camtasia. Because obviously you can do 4K quite easily if you've got a decent camera that can do 4K. Now try doing it with screen recording. Oh, yeah. If you do that, you won't see it. It'll look like a pinhead in the distance. So there's dirty hacks that can be done. So I was testing all of those out. The thing that looks the absolute worst is the poster frame. And I've no idea why. That was exported at 100% quality. They've compressed it to the point you can barely read it on the left. But never mind, it's there. I'm going to keep my eye on it. We now have a new high watermark of 5 to follow. Oh, excellent fun. Renee's just got an alert about stormy weather coming your way. Well, maybe it'll come from us. It's not looking very clement at the moment. We've got dark clouds, but I wouldn't say the wind's anything to be concerned about. There's a couple of trees wafting slightly and that's it. So hopefully it'll be tonight, but hopefully it won't be like lightning, thunder and lightning that take us off air. Here's hoping it won't be that. Oh, Jonathan says, not as hot as it had been. You wouldn't mind the rain thunder, we were promised. No, because then it would take away that oppressive. It's horrible. It is. It's horrible. That oppressiveness. Don't like it. Oh, Sarah wants that over from Renee. Dreadful. Hasn't stopped raining for 1.5 days. You had your cosy out on the line yesterday and you went to get it. You didn't realise it was raining. To go swimming with it already wet. Oh, no. Oh, isn't there something you can do with a microwave with that? I believe so, but I've never tried it. Oh, the press conference told Renee there are no restrictions except for 1.5 metres. Not even face masks. Oh, that sounds like the States where nobody's wearing them. At least everybody in Spain is. Oh, Renee, I did a like. Thank you, Renee. We've now got a baseline of 5. Let's keep our eye on it. If it dips below 5, it's playing with my mind. Hello, Tracy. Now I've got water on my keyboard. Oh, good grief, woman. It's that kind of day. Now, the curtain is moving. That's not a euphemism. The curtain's actually blowing in the wind. I think it might start raining in the next sort of hour or so. Oh, here's hoping it doesn't impact the team. England are playing tonight and they're playing Scotland. And I want to see the first half. So I might have to dip out of here just a few minutes early to make sure that I can do that. On account of the fact I haven't finished my slides yet either. And this marks the halfway point of one of our laughable holidays. Yes, Lola, you might well bark about that. Need to do more work in the holiday to catch up. Oh dear. Right, let's catch up over here. Hello, Anthony. Sarah thinks she needs to get another cosy. Do you know, I think I've still got the one I had at school. I don't think it's likely to fit me. I had a black one. I think that was the... when we got a list, like a uniform list, it's not like these days where it's like a sweatshirt and stuff. Oh no, we had to have everything. The summer blouse, the winter blouse, a cardigan. You could wear a jumper, but they preferred a cardigan. Oh, it was ridiculous. And you needed a leotard for poncing around in your pants, as I call it. And I guess that's a step up, because the first year I was at a different school and you ponced around in your pants. Which you got changed. Well, actually, you got stripped down to your pants and a vest. You'd think this was the Dark Ages, wouldn't you? And you had to go from the changing rooms downstairs, halfway through the building, to get to the hall, the school hall. And because it was it was a high school at this point. We had people there. Now, we were 11, but we had people there who were 19. Not appropriate to have 11-year-olds wandering around in their pants. Boys and girls, they didn't make a distinction. But when I got to the grammar school in year 2, that was the one that had you needed to have a leotard. And I thought, joy of joys. And we also needed to have a swimming costume, which was black, I think. And then you could sew your badges on it. And I was good at swimming, so I covered it with badges. You are loving swimming in the new pool. Oh, Kim's in. Hello, Kim. Is this a new pool? Explain the new pool. Is it an indoor pool, an outdoor pool? Where is it? We do have one, Sale Leisure Centre. Not been there in absolute years. We have another one as well. This was newly built in the 70s. And I remember saying to Mum, I didn't fancy this one in Stretford, which is the next town up. Because... It had an amazing pool. It could well have been impacted by the fact that there was a young girl. Oh, no, what was her name? Oh, might remember. Sharon something, I think. And she went to Stretford Grammar, which was... Stretford Grammar would then... The girls from there... was it a girls' school? Yes, it was. The girls' school would go to this swimming pool for their swimming lessons. This girl who was in Stretford Grammar was actually an Olympian at swimming. So I think that had something to do with the fact that they got the most amazing facilities. But the thing that got me was they built into the wall this weird window. It was on the corner and it was like at 90 degrees. So one wall had a window and then it went round the corner, this same window. And I said to Mum, why is there a window really low? And people would stand outside and watch people swimming. But they were children. And I was saying, like, that's not appropriate. And this was when I was about 11. Many moons later, it must have been a good 15 years later, they decided in their wisdom this window had to go. And they had to take it out and they had to scaffold everything while they bricked it in. So now there's a scar on the wall of where this window was because the bricks don't match. But I always thought, you know, I thought as a child how inappropriate. And then they came around to my way of thinking in the end. So we have got swimming pools, but I don't tend to bother them. I don't bother them. They don't bother me. Oh, the old recreation centre was dire. They've been building a new one for the last year and a half. It's 10 minutes walk and a 50 metre pool. They are now splitting it in half, so one half is purely swimming, with wide lanes and you can overtake. It's a revelation and so nice and new. It also has an amazing gym. So much kit you haven't tried yet, though. Ooh. What's the window underwater? No, it wasn't, Kim. It was just about at the height that if you were outside and you looked through this window, you would see the legs and, like, lower torso of the children walking past. It was wholly inappropriate. But no, it wasn't below water. We did have a situation, and I'm not sure which swimming bath that was, and it was pre-internet. So let me try and remember his name. I know his character's name. Let's see if swimming bath will bring it up. There he is. Okay, right. The situation was, let's have a look. Have we got it in here? Allegations and sacking. Right. This was 1983. So we had a TV series over here called Coronation Street. And in it, there was an actor called Peter Adamson who played Len Fairclough. And I'm trying to find out where exactly this was. Haslingden. So Haslingden is more Yorkshire way, isn't it? No, Lancashire, Rossendale. So it's North Manchester. Anyway, the allegations went that he went into the swimming baths and there was a window underneath, like an observation port. And I don't know how on earth, I've not read all of the details, and it's a long, long time ago. But I do remember the basics of it. And the basics were he'd been accused of touching girls in the swimming pool. But they needed evidence of it. And where on earth do you get evidence of that? Because it's underwater. But that's where this window came in. So just like Kim said, was it underwater? This swimming pool actually had an underwater portal that you could watch the swimmers through. Which is like, why would you do that? But luckily it was there. The police followed him in. And they went to this underwater window and watched, and he ended up arrested. Now, I'm trying to remember what actually happened with it. I don't think he actually got put away for it. But it says here, he gained a reputation as a hellraiser, admitting he had a drink problem. And there was pub brawls and all kinds of stuff involved. Then he actually left in 1983. Let's get the information right. It was April 1983. A Sunday newspaper reported that he'd been arrested the previous day on suspicion of indecent assault of 2 8-year-old girls at a public swimming pool in Haslingden. He'd been assisted as a part-time instructor in 2 separate incidents. The police complaint alleged that his hands had strayed while giving swimming lessons. And then it says his final ever appearance was broadcast on the 11th of May. It had been recorded in late March, which was before his arrest. He asked them to write him out of the programme until the court case was over, and that started in the July. He was represented by George Carman QC. I'm going to have to use the word allegedly here, but if you need George Carman, let's just say you might, you know what I mean? If you're guilty, it would really behoove you to have George Carman QC. He could get the devil himself off, unfortunately. So I had no time for George Carman QC at all. It wasn't like getting somebody off because they actually didn't do it. It was all tortuous nuances of, oh, you can't say that. And, you know, you couldn't possibly see because the water wasn't clear enough and all that kind of stuff. I loathed that. That to me is not representing somebody in the right way. Anyway, he had George Carman QC. And as it says, he had a prominent career defending celebrities. Oh, he did. So in July 83, they found him not guilty. I don't know if they would have found him not guilty if they'd have had video of the thing. But obviously in 1983, you didn't. He was refused legal aid. Now, surely as a TV star, you wouldn't need legal aid. he then approached Granada, who produced Coronation Street, to ask if they would help out. And they were preparing to hand over a £10,000 cheque as a loan. But the issue then was, this guy, honestly, he admitted to the person in charge of whether they should get this cheque or not, that he'd signed a contract to sell his memoirs to the Sun and the News of the World and the story of his arrest and trial. And that had left him with a bill of £120,000 he was trying to get back. So he said it was indefensible and the cheque was duly withdrawn. And he got sacked while he was on holiday. He'd gone on the holiday when all this was over to Bali. And luckily they sacked him. But that's really interesting that you mentioned that underwater portal, because that's the first thing that came to my mind. But, you know, those police officers saw what went on and the jury didn't believe them. And it was something to do with this defence with George Carman, who, honestly, he could have got anybody off anything. He could. So there's a bit of a sidetrack from it. But hence after that, these things, these underwater portals weren't open to the public, but they were there, and that's why they were there. But, you know, the girls said that he'd done it, and the police said they witnessed him doing it, and he still got off with it. So it's just depressing, isn't it? Very, very depressing. Wouldn't it just have been cheaper to replace the glass with frosted glass? Anthony, yes, it would. I don't know what they were thinking. Or put a curtain up. What were they thinking building it? I mean, it was clearly in its era of like, oh, it would be cool if you could see inside it. But somebody should have had the wisdom to say no. Because there are people who use pools, people who are disabled, who have like aquatherapy. You know, this thing did have like odd hours that were put on one side. And these people are also people who'd had burns. And it was closed for these people. So why would they want people staring through the windows at them? It made no sense the day it was opened. But yes, they did actually brick it up. I'll tell you what, let me see if I can find it. See if you can still see it. I reckon you probably would be able to. Let's go to Google Maps and let's head off to Stretford. There's Stretford. Let me bring it in. And it's not quite as far as the cricket ground. Where's that one? Yeah, I think it's somewhere along there. Let's zoom in and see if we can find the leisure centre. Stretford, no, it's further on than that. Further on than that. It's opposite the school, isn't it? Where's the school gone? Which side of the church is it? I think it's the other side of the church. I'm going to have to get Pegman and drive along the road. Isn't it terrible when you can't remember which bit it is? No, I'm sure it's further on than that. It's further on than the church. It's definitely further on than the church. Then the road splits, and I think it's further on than that. It was near the old PC world, so we saw this thing a lot. No, come on, let's move along the road. Move along, move along. And I think it's near the car place. It's well on the way to Old Trafford, that's for sure. Sure, you can see Old Trafford where it is. And I think it's on this junction here. That looks like it. Let's see if we can see it. Or have they put trees in the way? Oh, no, you can still see it. There it is. If I take this link, you tell me if you can see a leisure centre with a bit in front of a car. Let's see if you can see what I can see. There we go. The leisure centre is the building that you're looking at. There is a huge tree in front of it. And there is a tree slightly to the right. And if you look at the wall, it's got like green struts on the outside. In fact, if you zoom in a little bit, you can even see it better. Let's try that one and see, because I don't know what you see. Yes, it's the light rectangle. There you go. And it actually goes around the corner as well. I don't remember those green struts on the outside. I don't know whether they put that up because the roof was leaking, because it was a flat roof when it opened. And if you look at that now, it looks like they've put another roof on top of the roof that was already there. But those light bricks, yeah, that's where the window was, long gone. You can see they even carefully opened up a pathway straight to the window. Who approved those plans? It's unbelievable. Oh, look, there's a gym and a ladies' gym and swimming pools. And what's that one? Something hall. What's that? Sports hall. And a spinning studio. What's a spinning studio? No, you're going to have to explain it to me. The only thing on there that is appeals to me in the slightest is the fact there's a cafe as well. I have been in there, not to swim, I can assure you. I was played basketball in there. Yeah, we actually had a basketball team at school. It was amazing. We had some professional basketball players come and train us, and then we got into this basketball league. We're looking at Stretford swimming thing. Where do you remember the window? No, poor Martin doesn't remember the window, no. Do you? You see there? You know where it is? It's on. Yeah. It's opposite Stretford High.
Yeah.
Where those light bricks are, there used to be a window like that on the edge of the thing, and you could see in, and you could only see from people's waist down as they walked past the window. It was like a voyeur's paradise.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why they bricked it up.
Perth's paradise.
Oh, honestly, I don't know what they do. It's unreal as to why they would put a window there. Isn't it low, Kim? That's the thing. That's not normal. That's not a normal height for a window. You'd even have to bend down to see in, which people did constantly. Hence the beaten path to the door. But it was ridiculous when they did it. There are no other windows, or there were no other windows, apart from at the top where you can see. So you actually go up the stairs to get in and then go down to where the swimming pool is. But there was just this odd window, and it was out of place in its heyday, I'm telling you. It should never, ever, ever have been there. And the parents were complaining, young ladies were complaining, and outside people were basically selling tickets. It was ridiculous. And it took them a long, long time to actually think, well, you know what, we'll brick that up. And I'm sure they could have got a better match for the bricks. Oh. Right. Simon says, I like a spin, damn fast way to exercise. Oh, I had no idea about this. No, none at all. Leave it alone. Just take me to the cafe and leave me there. There's some light bricks a bit further on. You wonder if it had two. It did go round the corner. So, yeah, that bit that's round the corner, I don't think you can get a better view of that. But, yeah, there was a couple round the corner. But some of that is... It's between the first two green pillars on the side that there is. I think the rest is the sun. There was only that one corner. But the thing was, I mean, when you see where they put that, that's the back of the building. The front of the building is where there's a person walking away, and you can see some cars. That's the front of the building. That's where the car park is. But that back bit of the building was the bit that as you can see, if you then look at the road is a massively big road that goes straight into Manchester city centre. So the entire leisure centre is viewed more from the back than the front, hence them deciding to put a window on there. It's insanity.
7:51 to 8:21.
Right. Lola, knock it off.
Sorry, we're running late.
If you turn round, you know, with a maps view, if you just turn round and you look at the A56, and you turn round, there's PC World. That's not there anymore, is it?
No, that's a Lidl.
That must be a really old picture. That's now a Lidl. And the Lidl is as huge as that PC World was. And that PC World opened in, I think, 1994. We'd been to PC World in London, and it was like, oh, there's PC World. And so we would go in and we would buy books. You know, these computer books that this was pre-Amazon. This was the only place you could buy these books, and it was fantastic. We must have spent a fortune in there. And that PC World, as it looks there, was where we went to buy Windows 95. And we were like, oh, you know, it's Windows 95 day. Microsoft had bought the Times out, so everybody in the country got a free copy of the Times with a big advert for Windows 95 on it. And we was like, we're going to have to get there early. We're going to have to get there early. And we got there, and there was just the three of us, me, Mum and Mike. It's like... Nobody's here. No, now we'll have to wait. So we did. And I think the first version of it that we got was on floppy disk, wasn't it?
It was on floppy disk.
And we did that deliberately, didn't we?
Probably.
I remember we did that deliberately. It was like, I think it was about 30 floppy disks. So I sent Mike off to work with said copy of Windows 95. So it wasn't cheap in its day, was it?
No.
And you spent the day copying disks, as it were.
Yeah.
Let's leave that alone and move on. Nothing to see. Oh, I did get it on CD later. I definitely remember that. But yeah, it was on floppy disks, the first version we got.
Those were the days when you had to pay for an operating system.
Yeah, and it wasn't cheap, was it? No. I think there was some kind of authorisation thing, you know, that you could upgrade from. Isn't it close to Old Trafford? I thought it was a little bit further away than that. I'm just having a ponder, because if this is that old, when you get down to Old Trafford, no, you can't, can you? It's still not a through road. When you think that used to be a road, you used to be able to drive straight past Old Trafford and actually drive onto the forecourt. And you look at it now and honestly, well, there you go. There's how old it is. Isn't that Hotel Football?
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. Hotel Football's been open for what? 12 years?
Is it that long?
Have a look when it opened. I thought it was open a long, long time. Whoa. This is Old Trafford. This is by the front of Old Trafford. And that is the Munich plaque you can see where it says East Stand. The Munich plaque is underneath it. And the clock is just to the left. But that used to be a road.
2015.
Was it that late?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's 6 years ago. That's the forecourt. There is also a tiny, well, it's not tiny when you stood there, but it's tiny in the photo, thing of Matt Busby. But that used to be a road that used to be able to drive along, and United decided that they wanted it kind of kiboshed. And the Trafford Council said, yep, that's fine. So you can see we've got cycle lanes there that go nowhere. They just stop. And in the distance, that building that's been built, where there is a huge crane on the top of it, that's Hotel Football. So honestly, I think it's about time they got back there and took some new pickies, don't you? That's been open for the last 6-7 years. So to see it being built is really strange. Really, really strange. Oh, fun times, hey, fun times. Haven't we built extra bits onto the stadium in that time? No, actually, we haven't, have we?
No.
No, because the Glazers don't like giving money and actually improving the stadium. So the roof's leaking and it's got gangrenous rust apparently. Because I watched this YouTube video that I then made Mike watch, and it was so funny, wasn't it? The state that Old Trafford is in at the moment was what it was. I look to the side of the building where it says Stratford Sports Village. Directly below, there's some light breaks. Right, let me head back the way that I was going. No, I know I'm on another road. Come back here. Let's get that way. And back I'm heading. The other side of Tesco's, isn't it? Not as far as Arnold Clark. Right. So I'm looking for the sign.
I've got an email.
Have you?
Yeah. From Brooklyn's treasurer.
Hmm?
Dear Mike, thank you for paying the first tranche of your subs earlier this year. At the Circle AGM on the 17th of June, it was agreed that a second tranche is to be collected, as we will shortly be able to meet again at the Conservative Club. Our president will be able to represent us at other circles, and we can invite guests to our own social events.
Barking mad.
And if we don't, do we get a refund?
I was just going to say, what about two-tier membership? Given that the membership is for drink.
Yeah.
It's a free bar. And that is paid out the subs. But if you're not going, why should you pay that amount? You should hold on to it and make a protest. Let's see how that goes. It does, you're quite right. It's a Stratford Sports Village and there's another one. Maybe they had another window there. But it was a window at the end that was the talking point, I can assure you. That one does look a little bit higher. But the other one, oh no, are they the same level? Let's have a look. No, they're not, are they? Number of bricks underneath, no, they're not. Maybe there was, but it was the one at the end that caused the ruckus, I can assure you. So they bricked it in. I think they've got basketball courts in there. I think they do netball in there. Some sort of football, but I can't remember what. Because it's not a football pitch, it's an indoor thing. But as you can see, it's quite big. And in its day, I'm not saying it's Olympic quality, but it was certainly good for training in the Olympics. I wonder when these pictures were taken. They used to tell you, didn't they?
Yeah, you used to tell the top right. Top
oh, no,
left.
Then it says... Oh, that's clever. 2012, that's saying. And then, well, actually, if you went back... Can we go back to 2012? Looks like it was bricked in before 2012. And you can go right up to January 2021. It's this slider at the top. It looks like a clock on it with arrows on it. That's pretty cool. Oh, I wonder if I should do that at our house. Because they caught Dad once. He was putting his car away. So for whatever the reason, I was looking at the house. And Dad had died by this stage. And it really did shake me. I thought, there's Dad. And then I thought, oh, you know, he just must have been putting the car away or something. Because for ages, it didn't have the new extension. It had the old hideous thing at the back. Let's go and see if you can go backwards through it. It still has. So if I do the street view thing, that says 2009. And the last time it was done here was 2014. Oh, look at the hedges. Aren't they low? Oh, there's that bush I pulled out. And the square one. Do you remember when I used to have to make that one square? No, they've not done our road since 2014. So it must have been somewhere between 2009 and 2012. So let me have a look at 2012. Well, I can tell from 2012 that Dad had just painted the gate. And the gates are open, which is highly unusual. And if I go back, I can see my dad's car. So, yeah, it must have been 2012 that they caught my dad. Which, you know, it's weird. You go back and you look at it and you're like, oh, good grief. I just wish they'd come back because, you know, the gates still aren't fantastic. Need new gates. But the extension at the back is, and there isn't even a picture of it. Ah, disgusting. Oh, and there's a blue car over there. I don't know who owns that. Oh, it's like a time machine, this. I'm loving this. Oh, we need to check things like... like PC World, because that has definitely been gone years and years. It was sad because we saw them building it. It used to be a school. They pulled the school down and then they built something and then we all heard it was going to be PC World. So we were so excited. And then not long after that, PC World lost out to Amazon, basically. And then that was pulled down. And I thought, why are you pulling it down? Why don't you just convert it? But they pulled the whole thing down and then built this Aldi. So it's now an Aldi. But there's no pictures of the Aldi. Not on.
Little.
Oh, it's a little, is it? You're right, it's a little. You're quite right. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been out, Mike. It's a little, which is just as nice. Oh, and that's when we used to have one grey bin, isn't it? Oh, I am going back a bit now. One grey bin, because now we've got like 57 bins in all the different colours. Ah. Yes, it's opposite PC World. The leisure centre is bang opposite, but now it's... Oh, I've just remembered looking back at these pictures. The house opposite, do you remember? When the person bought it and then they were doing it up and they were living in a caravan outside. Yeah. Oh, it's all coming back to me now. Oh, how fantastic. Oh, the thing. I highly recommend you go and have a look at Google Maps and have a wander around. It's so fascinating. Yeah, and they had that, wasn't that before they put a fence up there? And they had like a trailer.
Mm.
Oh, so much fun. So much fun. So where are we here? Oh, that's not our end of the street, is it? We're over this side. So let me... Can I turn that round so I can see the back? Oh, hang on, Mike. Oh, hang on. Whatever picture I've got here, which is an aerial shot, it's got the new extension on it. And your little black car. Mm. So how do I turn this round? Oh, there we go. So if I turn it round... Oh, you can actually see it. Good grief. But if I zoom in, then you can't. So that's pretty naughty, that. Right, I'm trying to... No, I've gone too far. I'm trying to zoom in just enough to see it. Oh, that's fabulous. I'm loving that. Oh, yes, I'm liking that. It's there. And then you see everybody else's garden. Do you know that they're almost as bad as ours?
Simon loves little.
Isle makes it sound funnier. The Isle of Dreams. It's all the tools, isn't it? That's what, you know, the Catanians that we catch in there that don't want to admit that they're in there because, you know, well, it's Aldi and Lidl. It's so, oh, I'm here for the tools. But I must admit, I do exactly the same. Do you remember that time we got the sanding sheets for the, we got a little sander called a mouse and it was to get the paint off this cupboard in the bathroom. So I said, we're going to need tons of these sheets. And they were so cheap there. These sheets were about, you know, £15 a packet. And they had them for like £2. So I said, just keep putting them in. Well, this guy turned up.
Oh,
and
it kicked off.
It was in the catalogue. And this guy went mental. I said, it's a free country. And we were here first. I want some. I said, well, go find a different Lidl. We bought the lot. You still need to do that job. I did start it, though, didn't I? And say, yeah, proof of concept, this is going to work. So leave me to find some time to do it. And it's still there to be done. Oh, how fabulous. Oh, in 2 long weeks, you can finally go to Lidl. It's been so long. Lidl's fun to go to. Other thing that Lidl has, which is fantastic, is gluten-free stuff. And whereas you would pay like £2.50 for a packet of biscuits that have got 10 biscuits in them, at Lidl, they'll be like a pound. which I'm prepared to pay a pound. I'm not prepared to pay silly prices beyond that. So yeah, Lidl's good, but Lidl don't do deliveries. Ah. They're building a brand new Lidl and it opens on the 30th of June, the day you can go out again. Oh, we're going to expect a video, Renee. We need to enjoy this vicariously because we're going nowhere. The R rate's shooting up. What's the figures for today? I didn't have a look. No. I thought, you know, I can't be doing the bongo thing again. It's doing me head in. Let's go and have a look at the news.
What site's a game on?
ITV. Oh. It's going to be a carve up. That's what I said to you. Going to be a total carve up. Right. UK COVID infections continue to rise, driven by the Delta variant. Blah, blah, blah. But there's good news on the vaccine. Yeah, of course there is. Right, let's have a look. Oh, lovely. UK coronavirus infections have risen in the last week. An estimated 119,000 people are now positive for the virus. Lovely. So, and then, but don't worry, because the vaccines are working. Which is why we're looking at this, and it says estimated percentage of the population infected. And England overall, 0.2%. The North West, oh yeah, three times as high. Oh, if you want a good laugh, because I'm sure everywhere else it's going much better than here. I give up with people. Does it actually mention the R rate? Oh, is it lots of starts. And the 70 plus is going down, but the school infections are skyrocketing. All adults can now book a jab. Yeah, if you can find my medical records, we can book a jab, but you can't. So we're still waiting. Blah, blah, blah. The rest of it seems to be the lips are moving, thus they're lying. So let's leave it at that. Renee's is going down again. Oh, and Sarah's got to go back in the office. I've actually been reading quite a few articles about returning to work. And a lot of people are much happier working at home, you know, and those that aren't will go into work. But a lot of these articles are talking about, you know, wouldn't you think companies would be more flexible now? And they still seem to have this, I'm going to hide the kettle mentality, that I don't trust you to work if you're not in the office. But they were the first ones to want you to work from home rather than just put you on furlough and not have you working at all. Weren't they now? I think it needs to be much more flexible than it is. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I've got a sneaking suspicion the employers will be back. This is an article that I was reading, so I'll put that in. That they'll just want you back in the office. But that one's saying, it's deeply disappointing that Apple want everybody back at work, hoping the pandemic would change attitudes towards remote working. I mean, wouldn't you be better off with the right person, irrespective of where they are on the entire planet, rather than somebody because they're local and can turn up? Because that looks as though that's what's happening at Apple. These are the people that live locally, and irrespective of their ability to do the job, they're the ones we're employing. And that's why we've got iWork, rather than the artist formerly known as iWork. Because if I worked for Apple, oh, things would be different. But I don't live in the right place to work for Apple. So, but why should that matter? I mean, I don't think even AZ have got a leg to stand on when their CEO was in Australia.
True.
If he can work from Australia, why can't everybody else? But that's not the plan. Before COVID, this is Sarah, we had six people in a really small windows don't open room. And now there's nine of us in the same room. No windows that open and a hot box of a room. Can they really make you go back in those situations? Whenever there's something I don't want to do at work, I just ask for them to insure against it. So in that situation, what would you be insuring against? Catching COVID, and make it like I want a payout of 5 million if I get COVID, and they can get insurance for that. And then they'll get a quote for it and it will be silly money. And all of a sudden you're working from home again. Used to work every time for me. It was like, yeah, I've got no problem doing that. So I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, but if I do, this is the terms that I want. And then they suddenly change their mind because that's going to cost money. It worked every time for me. Bit like that car of yours, wasn't it, that I kept sending back because there was something wrong with it, and I was proved right in the end, luckily, before somebody died. But it was I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but Mike had this car, and I would say to Mike, I can smell petrol, there's a petrol leak, and they wouldn't believe him. So because it was a company car, he'd take it in, he'd have the company car manager arrange an inspection, and this happened 4 times. And each time it came back and no, it's fine. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. And I'm still, you know, riding along in it saying, there's a petrol leak in this car, because I am highly sensitive with smell. So when it sent it back the last time, the guy said, look, I'm not sending it back again. There's nothing wrong with it. So Mike's on the phone to me and said, you know, he's not sending it back in. I said, right, fine. I said, tell him to go outside and stand next to it and light a cigarette. And if he won't, then can he send it back and get it fixed once and for all? So poor Mike had to go to this guy and say, my missus has just said. So he told him what I'd said, and the guy went, right, I'll send it back, man. He did not want to stand next to it and light a cigarette. They sent it back for the 5th time. Guess what? There was a recall on that. It had a petrol leak. I said, no, Sherlock, really? Really? And they had to fix it, but it was a known issue. So I don't know what they were playing at the first 4 times it went back. I don't even think they even looked at it. But how somebody couldn't smell the petrol fumes, I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, yeah, it's a shame you have to be pushed into a position to say, well, you go outside, stand next to it, light the cigarette. And if you're confident enough to do that, then fine, send it back without it being looked at. And he wouldn't. He said he couldn't smell anything. And I thought, there must be something wrong with your nose, because I certainly can. And yes, it needed a petrol tank replacement. Oh, dear, dear, dear. The thing is, Kim, with the insurance, you're not saying no. I didn't say no. I'm just putting a caveat on it. You know, I've got to think of my family if something happens. Works every time. Renee's gone. He doesn't have a boss to go back to. Me too, Renee. Absolutely. Kim had the same type of problem. Took it in. Finally out of warranty. They found the problem, wanted to charge you. You raised a stink and they fixed it for free. That's appalling, isn't it? I mean, it's the time as well. When you're taking things in and you're telling them, you're the one driving it, and you just get a feel for if it's right or not. And it wasn't. I mean, a lot of cars, when you fill it up, you can smell petrol. So I have to, as soon as Mike fills it up, I'm driving with the window open. But this smell was there the whole of the time. And, you know, and sometimes, and it's less frequent now, but I remember travelling back from London, and it was a lot of my driving was overnight. So, and the motorways I'm going on, there are lights on the motorways towards the big junctions, but there's a 30-mile stretch of the M6 with not a light to be seen. So it's pitch black. And you will see people throw cigarettes out of the car window, and you can see that you can see like an orange glow. You know that is lit. It would only take that to go underneath your car if you've got any kind of fumes that are leaking, because you can ignite the fumes and it would just go up like Vesuvius. And that really, really did worry me. So I had to insist, and I felt really bad for Mike that I'm the one complaining, but I could smell it and I couldn't understand why nobody else could smell it. But I'm a bit like that. I'm highly sensitive to smell. Difficult for a mechanic whose petrol fumes up his nose all day to smell a leak. True, Tracy, but you know, there should be monitors for that. There must be a way. And the thing was, it didn't turn out that this was just a damaged tank or a damaged seal. There'd been a recall on this model for that exact problem. So surely that's where you start before you even look at the car. If somebody said to me, I've got an issue with this computer, the first thing I would do, if it's like, there's a lag on the screen, or, you know, I'm touching one part and the other thing's lighting up, I'd be thinking that sounds like it could be a recall issue. So let's go and have a look what the recalls are on it before we start, because there's no point trying to fix it if it's a known issue. So at least start with that. There's only one model of car you've got to check. Just the one. And that's their job, as far as I'm concerned. I wasn't expecting him to actually, you know, stick his head in it and sniff it. I was just saying, I can smell it. And therefore, it must be a leak. It must be. Which it was in the end. Kim says they do have meters that can do the smelling thing. Had the same problem, they used a meter to determine if you had a leak. Exactly. I've seen that done. There must be. Maybe they don't have the equipment. And Renee's mechanic once used a stethoscope to detect a strange noise in the car. You were impressed. They never managed to fix it. I actually have 2 stethoscopes in one of my drawers, just to my right, and I use that with hard drives. If I'm thinking I'm not liking the speed that this is accessing, or I think there's something wrong with it, I'll actually put the stethoscope on it and listen to it, and you can hear like clicking, and you know, like a healthy click from an unhealthy click. I remember once the parish secretary rang and said, "Computer's not right." So I said, "Right, I'm on my way." So I gets down there and I'm having a look at it, and I can see what it's telling me on the screen, but and I'm thinking this could be, you know, a hard drive on the way out. So I gets this stethoscope out and I puts it on the back of the machine where the hard drive was, and she was like, "Oh my God." So I listened and I said, "Yeah, the hard drive's on the way out, it's clicking. There's a clicking on the hard drive we do not want to see." Oh, you do feel a fool, Kim, but how else can you do it? I mean, if I'm in my own house, then I will pick up a drive and put it to my ear. But, you know, when the drive is in a box, I can't do that. The computer indeed did say no. The computer said, "I'm about to die. Get the data off me," which I did. And the other computer that they had, I brought that back and she was saying, like, "Well, can't it be fixed?" So I'd opened it and we got a picture at the back of it. And I looked at it and I thought, "You must be kidding." So I opens it and I takes a picture, and the board, the motherboard, was jet black with like burnt dust on it, carbon dust on it. And you could see scorch marks where it had actually got that hot. So I sent this picture back and I said, "No." So the thing was, "Well, can't we fix it? It'd be cheaper to blah, 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 blah." And I sent it back this picture and said, "No." And she saw it and she was like, "Is that hole supposed to be that?" No. That was where the chip melted down and fell clean through it. That was when that happened. Oh, but people think anything can be fixed, don't they? But it can't. Right, okay. I'm going to head off because if I don't, we're going to have no slides to look at, and the match kicks off at 8. But we will be back with you at 9. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.